It's the radio segment that the New York Times describes as having cakes on cakes on cakes. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Ontario, Canada. A few months ago, a woman named Denise Robertson was living with her boyfriend, Maurice. They'd been living together for over 2 years, and they always played the lottery together.
Okay.
Well, not too long ago, Denise heard on the radio that a winning ticket had been sold in her city, and Maurice had bought their tickets that week. So she asked him if one of those was his.
Oh,
cool.
So what did Maurice say? He said they were all losers.
That's what we all normally say.
Guessing he's lying since he's making news with this.
But when she got home from work the next day, Maurice was mysteriously gone.
Uh-oh.
What?
Wait a minute.
His clothes, his toothbrush, all of his stuff, and his passport were missing, and he didn't respond to any of her calls or messages. So,
Wow. Where
was Maurice?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Denise wasn't exactly sure, but there was video of him on the news holding a giant check for $4.9 million.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
What an a-hole.
He didn't just win.
He won big.
That's huge.
You guys, that's the worst breakup story I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh.
Obviously, he didn't want to share the money with her, so Denise just filed a lawsuit against him for half of the jackpot.
What?
Plus
get it,
punitive
Denise.
Damages. She says that they had an agreement to share everything if they ever won, regardless of who bought the ticket.
Well, that's a verbal agreement, though.
Yeah, but they've been living together for 2 years, man.
So?
So what?
I'm with him. I'm like, hey, what's your name again? I'm out.
Maurice's lawyer says they never had that deal, and his client is not losing sleep over the whole thing. In fact, he's doing quite well. I'm sure he is, sleeping in a very, very nice bed, probably. This next legend story is out of San Diego. Last weekend, a guy busted into a 7-Eleven around 4:30 in the morning with a shotgun and demanded the cash in the register.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
The clerk gave it to him and the dude left. But when he got to the parking lot, the crook realized he'd locked his keys in his own car.
Go!
Oh, what a time to do that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. As the clerk watched through the window in disbelief, the man had to break into his own car to escape. He did it by smashing through the window with the handle of a gas pump and then drove off. The cops are trying to track him down. They say they're looking for a gray four-door car with the driver's window broken. And they're also pretty sure that he robbed an adult store the day before.
Whoa.
And stole a bunch of risque magazines.
Dude.
This guy's on a crime spree.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of Oxford, England. 33-year-old Leanna Morris lost her pet tortoise named Squirt last year.
Squirt.
Squirt escaped while it was playing with a ball in her yard, and she told her friends and family, and they all searched for Squirt all over town and even put up flyers and signs, but nobody could find the little guy. Then last week, Squirt finally turned up.
Hey!
He was hiding under a bush across the street from Leanna's house.
Wouldn't think that a turtle would get too far.
Yep.
Or a tortoise, sorry.
Take you a while.
That's how far Squirt got in 6 months, exactly 312 feet.
Oh, wow. Buddy.
Yeah, so kind of won the race.
Everybody was happy for Leanna, but one bystander commented saying, it really feels like she could have searched harder.
Yeah, I'm with her.
Yeah, if it's right there, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, and why are they searching the whole town? Like, how far do you think that this thing got in that matter of a couple hours?
Yeah.
Tortoise, it's not going too fast.
No.
This next legend story is out of Manville, Alabama. A 52-year-old guy named Dwayne Smith went into the kitchen to get himself some Cap'n Crunch the other day, but he was disappointed to find out it was stale because his roommate hadn't closed it up right.
Sucks to be you, man.
Oh,
and is it really that hard to just shove the plastic down and shut the lid?
Yeah, you can just roll it down. It's fine.
So the cap'n wasn't crunching anymore because it was stale. And instead of calmly asking his buddy to be better about that type of thing, Dwayne started yelling at him instead. And according to the police report, Dale made the point that since he's missing a lot of teeth, it's hard for him to eat stale cereal.
Oh.
Good point. I feel like Cap'n Crunch shouldn't be your go-to choice anyway if you're missing a lot of teeth. But you know what? Not everybody likes oatmeal.
Yeah.
And that's when he got creative and put his roommate in a headlock and forced out his friend's dentures so he could try stale Cap'n Crunch to see what it's like.
What? He's like, you are going to eat it.
How many
but when his roommate still refused, Dwayne hit him with an electrical cord.
Wow.
Dwayne was arrested for domestic violence. This next laser story is out of Glasgow, Scotland. There's an ice cream shop that just created a special Valentine's Day flavor called Respiro del Diavolo, or translated, it's called Breath of the Devil.
Because
cool.
Nothing says Valentine's Day like a little devil.
The ice cream is so hot that you have to sign a waiver before you eat it. The owner says it's 500 times hotter than Tabasco sauce.
What is spicy?
And the waiver acknowledges that by eating it, you, quote, could be at risk of personal injury, illness, and possible loss of life.
Oh my gosh.
So, diet eating ice cream, worth it.
A few brave souls who have tried it say that it's a strange sensation because while it's very painful, their instinct was to keep licking in hopes it will cool down their mouth, but it just makes things worse.
Because the ice cream, you're like, give me some cream.
Huh.
Yeah. So if you want a unique and dangerous Valentine's Day with your sweetie, head over to Scotland and buy some Breath of the Devil ice cream. This next laser story is out of the land of love.
Aww.
According to a new study, couples who get married on Valentine's Day are 37% more likely to wind up getting divorced.
Wow.
Oh, no. Why is that?
Probably because they play into that, like, super romantic idea of love that fades.
Usually, it happens pretty quickly, too. Experts say that couples who get married on Valentine's Day are 45% less likely than other couples to make it past the first 2 years.
Woo.
Wow.
Researchers think it's because a lot of people rush into Valentine's weddings. And they say, quote, the chance to marry on a special date could lead to a quicker and lower quality of marriage.
Mm. You know, there's a couple people listening and goes, that explains it.
Damn. Maybe, or, there's also a couple like, maybe we should change our plans.
Yeah.
What do you think? Speaking of a tortoise named Squirt, we got another Squirt on our show. This little guy. Maybe that should be his name. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Friday.